Welcome to another episode of the Photo Facts Podcast. I'm Jim Felder.
I'm Robert Trawick.
Hello, Robert.
Hello, Jimbo.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Are we doing an impersonation of Australian people?
I assume so.
Well, yours is much better than mine.
I had to come up with new stuff. I don't know. Never know what to say when we first start. Because you know, we've already got that whole intro thing figured out. Now we
need to
come up with something else to say.
I think we need to come up with some different intros.
Yeah, we need to.
For fun. I would love to have our listeners send us an intro tape for Jim and Rob.
Yeah, you're listening to the Photo Facts Podcast, like I do, you know, with Robert.
Now, how's that again?
You're listening to the Photo Facts Podcast with Jim Felder and Robert Trawick. Or you could say, you're listening to the Photo Facts Podcast with Robert Trawick and Jim Felder.
I like that.
At photofactspodcast.com.
Hello, you're listening
Send that
to the
to
crazy
us.
Twins.
Send that to us. Record it on your iPhone, record it on your own audio equipment or whatever.
And
we'll use it on the show.
We'll use it on the show. I think it'd be great.
Send it to our email, twins@photofactspodcast.com.
Yes. Well, we missed last week.
Yes, we did. We're sorry.
We're sorry. We probably shouldn't have mentioned that because I'm not sure if anybody listened to it or missed
true,
it.
True, yeah.
I did have several people actually send me a text.
Really?
And say, hey, is episode coming out this week? Yeah, I did.
He's lying.
Abraham.
Oh, yeah, our loyal listener. Thank you, Abraham. Sorry about your poison ivy.
And Marty from Australia.
Oh, yeah, Marty. Yeah, I've been following him. He's posting lots of stuff.
So. Some of those sunsets he's doing from Australia down under are pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's great to see that stuff because, you know, you see a sunset here, or you see stuff around town here, it's really no big deal. But when you see it from somewhere around the world, it's like it's really a lot better.
I think so.
And like, it's probably the same way for him, you know?
Yes, he probably sees an Oklahoma sunset and goes, oh, that's an exotic location.
I wish I could see that. Yeah, maybe. Maybe not.
Yeah, and if David's listening, David Leslie Anthony.
Oh, yeah.
David Anthony Leslie.
No. Yes, David Anthony.
David Anthony.
Yeah.
That's his name. Uh-huh. We did not get any negative feedback at all.
Not at all.
No, people loved his show.
Yeah, yeah. There was a lot of jewels, is that what they said?
Jewels?
Gems?
Gems. There's a lot of gems in there.
Yeah.
There was a couple of Roberts, but mostly just gems.
Right.
Well, we're taking the challenge seriously. I have narrowed down to 6 models for an upcoming denim challenge a la David.
Yeah, that's...
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, that's
I'm
that's
hoping
a great
to
idea.
Get this baby kicked off in the next before the end of the month is my thought process. I have a big shoot this week with Kristen from KH Couture, and that's going to be a busy Wednesday.
Speaking of that,
I've
been wanting to shoot Emily, right?
Emily, which
Emily the blonde,
Emily Dunda,
yeah,
our barrel racer.
Yes, yeah. She's from...
Is she going to do the denim challenge?
No, but I will...
Because I'll add her to the list.
Well, I will ask her because I was wanting to do leather, like all black leather, you know, some leather jacket, leather pants, you know, with...
Are we doing something
full
like...
Full body, you know, like lots of cool rim light and
Are we thinking
gels.
Of like Grease?
No.
Like Olivia Newton-John
not,
and those
really.
Tight,
I guess it
tight
would be,
leather
yeah.
pants with the
sure,
T-bird
sure,
you
let's,
know,
let's
leather
do it.
Jacket on it? And the hair teased to Jesus?
No, not the hair. No, I like Emily's hair the way it is.
You don't like 80s hair?
I do, yeah, but that's not where I was at. I was just picturing Emily.
You were
Emily.
Just stuck in the leather
Yeah,
with Emily.
Right.
Is so, it Emily? It's
yeah,
Emily.
Okay. It's Emily, yeah.
Doesn't sound right.
I know, because she goes by something else. On Instagram, it's
not your average blonde.
Yeah.
Isn't that it? Mm-hmm. Not your average blonde, or not your average hot blonde.
Yeah, she's also got another one, I think, with her husband. It's no, that's
oh,
Facebook.
Isn't it Wrangler Dundum or
no? It's Wrangler and Emily or something like that. Okay. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Anyway, doesn't
so
matter.
So I want to throw her. I want to throw her in that mix. With the denim. I could. We'll just switch out the leather for denim.
Well, you know, David wanted to, made the comment. He's the one that kind of got this kicked off.
Sure.
I was thinking about using the Stockyards in
Oklahoma
City because it's close versus trying to go out into a field filled with cow patties in Oklahoma.
Right. Remember the engagement shoot you helped me with out there?
Hey, you know what? You know what I remember about the engagement shoot?
Yeah.
I helped you break your radio popper holder.
Right.
Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That was a long time ago.
Was it chilly that day? It was kind of, it was cool. It wasn't chilly.
I don't remember. I just remember breaking that and feeling so horrible.
Shoot. I mean.
I break shit all the time. I had to get another flash from Bedford's the other day.
Yeah. You know what I found out?
What's that?
Found a second Fuji flash. I do have a second Fuji full-size 860. Yeah.
Shut up. You bought it and like lost it in
the... It was under my seat in my car.
Oh, it's a backup flash.
No, I have two. Remember, I thought I had one and the little small one, the 360 called.
But you actually had another one.
I have two Fuji. Yes. Sorry, that was off
because
topic.
Didn't you get a flash that was battery powered you got as a gift?
No. It was with one of my Flashpoint 600s.
Right. It was kind of like an add-on.
Yes. Yeah. I never use it because it's double A's.
Right, but it still is.
Radio, yes.
It's still radio, right? Yes. So you can still use it as a receiver.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Oh, okay. I've got like six or seven Godox
different
flashes.
Ones.
Yeah. Flashpoint / Godox, yeah.
Dude, that's pretty awesome.
Anyway, but yeah, anyway. The denim shoot.
The denim shoot.
Yeah.
The denim shoot.
So basically
yes.
What we're doing, we're just going to talk about upcoming episodes and topics, genres or whatever coming up. And we want to get... You know, your suggestions. We're going to reach out to some people to cover these topics for us. But if you've got some suggestions, and we would really like to get guests that are out of state, not local. I think that's just a better...
Is it wrong to ask for PPA members? I mean, it'd be nice to have some PPA members.
No, it's not wrong, but yeah, it'd be cool to do PPA. We're going to reach out on the PPA, what's that? Forum called?
The forum, the loop.
The loop, yes, correct.
The loop indeed.
Yeah.
Because
it's a great resource, man.
It is.
I have just, you know, I don't use it enough, but when I do use it, it's like bam, bam, bam. I get responses, you know.
Which always worries me.
Why is that?
I wonder if they're actually working.
Oh, true, yeah.
No, the PPA is a great resource. If you're a photographer or listening to this podcast and you don't know about the PPA, go check out PPA.com because they are helpful.
Oh, God, yeah.
And if you're in the Oklahoma City and Texas area.
Oh, yeah, baby.
They're going to be coming to Dallas next year for their Imaging USA. That's going to be
$59 until November, people.
Is it till November?
Yeah.
It's $59. And
then it's going to be $79 in November.
Aren't they going to help pay for a portion of your hotel, I heard,
well? Yes, I think it's, I want to say, I hate to say because I don't know for sure.
Just mention, we'll throw
40%
stuff on the show notes.
Maybe? I don't know if that's true.
I think it was $40.
$40, yeah.
$40
yeah,
a
yeah.
night.
You're right,
if
yes.
you stayed in the...
Not 40%, gosh, that's a big number.
That'd be awesome.
$40, yeah, a night, yep.
Yeah, so it's going to be great. I haven't seen a list of speakers or anything yet, but they always have world-renowned speakers.
Oh, yeah.
PPA's got pretty awesome stuff.
If anything, it is a freaking blast. I've been twice. Robert and I went together.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah. I'm
looking forward again this
Imaging
year.
Imaging actually asked us several years ago to do
we
the
We should probably reach
our,
out to them again.
Do our podcast for them. And we
yes.
We did podcast episodes during the entire thing, and we had them up in, you know, a matter of... within an hour, I think it was.
Oh, yeah. We were pretty quick.
Yeah.
That was back in the days of the small mic and the long USB cables and the iPad.
And iPad, yep.
And now we're moved up to the Rodecaster.
The Rodecaster
oh,
Pro.
I just thought about it. We got to come up with a mobile device.
Ah, true. That's true.
But now with the new Rodecaster adapter that we can plug into
a battery pack. God, that's awesome.
That is going to be amazing.
If we could ever get all that stuff in... It's all back ordered.
Well, I think it'd be really cool if we could come up with a way of getting rid of the XLR mics on location.
Yeah.
And going to
USB?
No. Go to lapels.
Oh, yeah.
Or even the Rode Go system. How cool would that
wireless,
be?
Oh, wireless, yeah.
Yeah, if you could just like put it in a backpack and be sitting there and everybody's kind of around, like, oh, just clip this.
That'd be awesome, man.
That'd be awesome.
But they do have XLR lavaliers.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they do. But
oh,
got,
yeah, they do.
Yeah, they got them. I'm pretty sure they do.
Yeah.
We're going to come up with something.
Yeah, it'd be cool. We could walk around with our lavaliers on, wireless lav, and have them hooked into the board. Dude. They have they're freaking expensive, but if Rode would want to help us out.
I think Rode needs help. We could call Sean. You know what? Sean's his birthday this week.
Oh, yeah.
Sean Herrera, which is the, he's like the North American
rep or whatever.
Rep, manager, district guy, something other.
District manager, yeah.
He's like a big dude.
Yep. Sorry, I'm yawning.
That's okay. It's late. It's tired. All right. So what have you been doing, Jim?
Well, I will tell you.
You're going to tell me? Go ahead.
This last Saturday.
Yes.
I went for a walk. I went for a walk with the kids and the dog. And we walked, I don't know how long it was. It was just a local park down in our neighborhood. We walked down there with the dog. The dog's overweight. She's, she loves taking walks. And she walked with us with joy, By the time we got to the park, she was doing okay. But, on the way back, she was, having a hard time. And I thought maybe she was just tired. Maybe her joints are hurting. I didn't know. She was kind of limping around. Come to find out, it was freaking 95 degrees outside. And I'm a horrible dog master. Horrible, horrible. Oh. She has burnt her pads.
Oh, poor puppy.
And her pad skin has come away. Oh. It's separated from the pad, and it's just awful. And I've been treating her with peroxide and aloe vera. I went and bought an aloe vera plant to put some good juice on her. But she definitely does not enjoy that. She doesn't like her paws being touched in the first place at all for trimming or anything. Let alone this. It's awful. She doesn't want to move. She doesn't want to get up to eat. She doesn't want to go outside to pee. And she sits there and whines. I just feel awful.
Oh, my God, dude. I feel terrible. That is absolutely horrible. Oh, yeah. My God.
I thanks a lot, Robert, for bringing that up. No. I was telling about it earlier, it's just awful. I can't stand hearing her yelp. It's just like your kids. It's like a baby. The baby can't talk back and tell you where it hurts. Of course, I know where it hurts on her, but she can't understand me saying, I'm really sorry, but I have to do this, And I try so hard to love on her and not touch her paws.
Are you using some kind of some kind of spray, like Vetiproof spray?
They said just peroxide, and they didn't say the aloe vera, but I've got some aloe vera stuff. But I'm going to call the vet tomorrow just to get some advice.
Wow. Because
she weighs like 92 pounds, and she's not that easy to carry. So I'm going to get some advice. If they want me to bring her in, all it'll be is pain meds. That'll be what it is. But they may have some suggestions on what I can do.
Wow.
So there you go.
Well, what's her name?
Her name is Harley.
I know her name. I just wanted you to say
right.
that.
Right. Her name is Harley. She's a mix of pit bull and Vizsla, we think. Pretty much, we know she's a pit Vizsla because you can see it in her face. But she is, I went to the vet recently and she's overweight. And I've been trying so hard to, limit her feeds. I only feed her twice a day.
Oh, and okay.
A cup a day.
So, Lily Bell's really overweight and she's 13. She's really right. getting old. And
Harley's about 10.
The biggest thing is when they get old and overweight is their intestinal tract don't move as easy.
Mm.
So, with Lily Bell, and this is going to sound really weird, mm-hmm. just give it a try. She gets half and half now with regular dog food and green beans.
I've done that, yeah.
And the green beans are pretty inexpensive, and you just kind of mash it up, and they'll. Mm-hmm. My dog eats it. Now Noelle will spit them out.
Oh, really?
If they're intermixed, well, there's actually some in there tonight, so I bet you we go look. She probably spit them out if Lily Bell didn't go around and eat them. But
yeah, she doesn't mind at all. She loves to eat. Obviously, we've totally eliminated the human food, and even that was limited. It wasn't
right. Wasn't a lot.
No, we wouldn't just like put a plate down. But she loves to eat. So and she's gotten spoiled. I'll put some warm water in there with her dry food.
Okay, right. And make like a gravy.
Yeah, she loves that. She'll stand there and look at me until I do that. But Harley sometimes I'm like, sorry, Harley, you need to just do it like that right now.
Why? 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 Why are you being mean to the dog?
Sometimes in a hurry in the morning, so, you know.
For but, 5 seconds to put some warm water in your puppy's...
I know.
In the puppy chow.
She'll I think she's just waiting to see if I am going to do it.
That might be it.
And then, like, 30 minutes after, she's, like, ready to go outside. Like, she's, like, clockwork. At 5 o'clock, it's food time, man. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. She's such a cute dog.
Mine are the same way. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. But, you know, this is actually in Oklahoma, it's pretty hot right now.
You know,
we have the next five days of no rain.
I've grown up with dogs. I didn't even – that's never even come across anywhere. I've never – you know, but I will say I've not been a big dog walker. I haven't been a big walker. So, you know.
Well, I'm glad you got out with the kids and the dog. Sorry the dog suffered.
You know, the vet told me to take her for walks and limit, you know, put her on a diet.
Right, she right.
Prescribed this special freaking expensive food. But I took her for a walk, and it was too hot. You know, it was too hot for us, but we did it. And
now, did you guys do it, like, on pavement?
Yes, all the
way.
That's
what happened.
Oh, yeah. It was all the street.
All
yeah.
the street pavement.
Concrete.
Oh,
I don't know if what's worse is concrete or asphalt.
Or asphalt. Probably the both.
Either
I mean,
one,
they're both hot.
Yeah. And I had no idea. I didn't even cross my mind. I thought, I don't know. I guess in the back of my mind, I assume
right.
the dogs have thicker pads, but they're, or feet, you know, well, you know what I'm saying.
they do if they walk a lot, they'll develop
build up a callus.
It's just
yeah.
like us. I mean, we don't, I mean, I'm going to be honest, my feet are pretty tender.
Mine too.
I don't walk around barefooted
Me
in the backwards like everybody
no.
else does, but, you know.
I get home, get into shorts, and I still got my socks on. Because needless to say, I'm going to stub my damn toe.
Oh, yeah, it's going to happen.
It's going to happen when I take my socks off. If I don't take them off, I'm fine.
Yeah, it's almost like a curb feeder for your feet.
It's just ridiculous. Oh, man. Anyway.
Okay, listeners out
Back
there, so if you want to send some get well wishes to Harley,
yeah,
be sure to hit up on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
All right, so that was a very sad thing. So let's tell you what we did. So tonight we sat down and planned out most of the rest of the year. And to kind of give you guys a quick little feedback, we have two of our favorite people coming on in the next 2 weeks.
Oh, yes. Oh, I'm so excited.
So we're going to have, I think we're going to have Boo Ray Perry first next week. And then the week after, we're going to have Gary Hughes.
Yeah. We're going to talk about weddings with Boo Ray.
Weddings with Boo Ray.
And
and what?
I don't
and
know.
About
and goo.
And
goo with Gary.
No. Goo with Gary. Gary, we want to know what you're using on that beautiful do of yours.
Exactly, yeah.
It's Goo with Gary. That could wind up being the title.
Yeah. No, headshots, obviously, with Gary. We were
going
to try
headshots.
To get them together, but it didn't work out. So
they're very busy.
Yeah.
Okay. So then
if you haven't heard our episode when we had both of them on our podcast.
You had the first one?
The first one. At
wow.
Imaging, that was a freaking blast.
That was...
But
wow.
be prepared for foulness. So
yeah, Jim and I were shocked. Dropping a couple of F-bombs doesn't surprise us at all. And I mean, we do it ourselves quite a bit. But you know, we were trying to represent Imaging.
Yeah, yeah.
And here comes Gary and Boo Ray, both counselors
yeah,
for the PPA,
right?
And they drop. I just thought, like, are these guys trying to wreck our podcast? Because
right.
I'm going to unplug this in a hurry.
Yeah.
And
but it was a
no
freaking
one,
blast.
No
Hilarious.
One cared. It was awesome. And we've been friends ever since.
Yeah. They're great guys, man. They really are. They're very eager to help. And I've reached out to Gary several times. And, you know, he's like, just call me. I'm like, oh, okay. You know, so that's pretty cool.
That's because Jim leaves long text messages.
No.
Yeah, you do.
No.
Yeah, you do.
No,
like pages.
It's trying to be very brief.
That if you had to use a Google phone, it'd be like message 1 of 6, message 2 of 6.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know how it breaks it apart?
Breaks it apart,
I hate that crap.
My body, too.
That's bad. All right, so here we go. Folks, if you guys are listening to the podcast, we would love for you to go to our website. We're going to put this up tonight, which is our forecasted list of themes. And if you have someone that you think would fit the bill to be interviewed on the Photo Facts podcast, drop their name in there, and then you might want to just give them a heads up.
Yeah. So, do you want to list them on the audio, or do you want to just put it on the website?
I'm gonna do both.
Oh, okay.
Just so they can kind of hear and they can kind of get like, oh, I know somebody, and they can
right.
go to the website.
Okay.
So for July, we're gonna have a CPA. So if July is gonna be about money, So I think July is a good time. I think most people are coming out of the COVID coma.
Yeah, and it's not going to just be we're going to try to break it up into just right. different a big wide range of different things for your business and money and numbers and that kind of stuff.
Right. So we're going to have a CPA. We're going to do some pricing. We're going to talk to somebody from the tax commission.
Yeah.
Or a tax person.
Right.
Because if it's just about Oklahoma, that might be a little boring.
Right. Yeah. I would like to get, well, maybe yeah, it would have to generalize it. You know,
we'll have to generalize
it. They'll have to say, you know, reach out to your local tax commission to get the more details for what that's like for your state, that
right,
kind of thing.
Yeah. Right. And then at the end of July, one that we're going to do, and this is also related to money, is going to be about Facebook and Instagram ads. What's your best bang for your buck?
Right.
Because I've ran some, and honestly, I haven't been very successful.
Yeah. I haven't either. I haven't done a lot, but I've done mostly Facebook. I don't know. Yeah, I've boosted some Instagram.
Yeah, because I'll boost some Instagram, and I'll get some more hits, but that's just not translating right. down the pike. You're I don't right. see that bump in my website or
true.
A phone call.
Yeah, it's usually likes and whatnot, but it's not.
Right, exactly. Not,
it's people calling me.
So going into August and September are going to be amazing month we have planned.
Yeah. So it's going to be – we're going to talk about the brands. The camera brands.
Right. We're going to talk about gear.
Gear and the influencers that, you know, the
that use
the
those
guys
cameras.
That represent those brands. Yeah.
Yeah. So reach out. Who are we going to talk to?
We're going to talk to, we're going to talk about, I don't know who we're going to talk to, but we want to talk to people that represent these brands. Nikon, of course. Canon, of course. Sony, Fuji, Olympus. So those are the cameras. And for lenses, Sigma, Tamron, and Tokina.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. I heard that. Didn't Tokina come up with some lenses for Fuji?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
I think they did. So I definitely want to talk to somebody that shoots Tokina. And for Nikon, I mean, I have there's lots of Nikon people that I love, but I'm really thinking about Dixie Dixon.
Yeah.
I mean, she's just down in Dallas. We should drive down to her studio and do her studio.
That would be really cool. But if she's not out on location, you know, in Jamaica or something.
Oh, we can drive there.
Oh, okay.
If we have to.
Yeah, right.
Yes, we can definitely drive there. And then in October, we're going to continue on our series on genres of photography. So we're going to look for an architectural photographer. We're going to look for a wedding photographer. And the wedding is probably going to be a local person, not me. So
yeah,
even
though we're doing wedding this Sunday, we're going to...
Right, with Gary. Gary,
with
Blu-ray.
Right.
Blu-ray. He's like an international wedding photographer.
Blu-ray?
Yeah. I mean, he shoots on the beach, so there's a lot of international people.
Sure, yeah.
But he can shoot two or three weddings a day
because
they're pretty quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we can talk about that. And he also does bar mitzvahs, which are like a wedding for Jewish people.
Correct. Yeah.
Isn't it?
I think so.
Something like that. Yeah. Now, this is one I want to ask him because a bar mitzvah is when the young Jewish boy turns 13, I think, and he reads the Torah, right?
I have no idea.
I think
idea.
That's when he becomes a man. I didn't know if they had something similar for when the girls become a woman.
Right. It's not called a bar mitzvah?
I don't know. It's probably called something else. I don't know.
Do they have those here? Do they have those here? I bet you they do.
Yeah, we have Jewish people in Oklahoma, dude.
Well, yeah, but do they do the bar mitzvah thing?
Yes, of course they do.
Okay.
All right, you're looking it up. Looking up Jewish community in Oklahoma.
No, I'm looking up bar mitzvah.
Bar mitzvah. I'm not even sure I'm saying that properly.
It's bar mitzvah.
Bar mitzvah.
What? Go ahead.
Okay, all right, sorry. All right, so you're looking that up. We're going to talk to an astrophotographer and also a newborn photographer. And then coming up in November... somebody that does high-volume photography, like school photography, sports, that type of stuff, and then a pet photographer. And then by November, we'll be able to fill out the rest of the year because it's got a lot of holidays in there, and we get really busy doing event photography kind of stuff.
So the bar mitzvah is for the boy, coming of age.
Okay.
I don't know how to pronounce it. Okay. I'd have to look it up. Bat. Bat mitzvah.
The bat mitzvah
is for the girl. The plural is b'nei mitzvah for boys and a benat mitzvah for girls. Plural.
You know, I'm fascinated.
Are you?
No, I'm very fascinated. And is it wrong to see if there's any Jewish photographers out there that want to give us some instruction on this?
Hey, yeah.
Because no, I think that would be very interesting to learn about the is it bat?
Well,
bat for girls?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be bat for B-A-T. Boys? Like a baseball bat?
No.
Okay. So bat mitzvah and bar mitzvah.
Yeah.
One has a bat and one gets to go drinking.
Yeah. So I'm trying to look at pronunciation. I don't see it on here. But anyway, I'm sure it's on here. It's on internet. Just Google it.
That's Jim's favorite response to most stuff.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to put this on the podcast. I'll put a list out of what we have going on. If you feel like you know somebody or you want to hear us interview a particular speaker, leave us a note.
Yeah.
On the page. And be sure to tag them so they know that the email's coming.
Yeah. twins@photofaxpodcast.com. Or.
Or do you know what our phone number is?
I don't know what our phone number is. It's on the website.
It's on the website. You can call us.
The website is photofaxpodcast.com.
So. Photofaxpodcast.com.
It'll all be in the outro.
It will be. do we want to do photography news?
No.
No?
That's not us. That's not ours.
We need to come up with something else because I'm really jealous when they do that.
I'm jealous of them in general because they're awesome.
But are they awesome because they're really good photographers or because Boo Ray has a great voice?
Neither, because they're both just great guys.
They are. They're pretty awesome. I think it's because they live in Florida.
I'm going to be honest.
You're going to lie on the podcast?
Yeah, all the other times I'm lying. But anyway. No, but recently I've only listened to their podcast. I don't have time to listen to any other podcast. You know, it's. I do good listening to theirs because sometimes I'll be listening and I have to stop it and then go on and do my own thing. You know, continue working or whatever. So I don't really get the complete episode all in one sitting. I have to go back to it.
I listen to them. I listen to mostly podcasts whenever I'm traveling long distance.
Right, yeah.
So Terry and I recently went to Omaha to visit my brother, and we listened to Boo Ray and Gary. Basically, I guess at their Corona, like right when Corona started. Oh, that's how far back I was.
Gosh.
And it was funny.
Yeah, they're always funny.
It was very hilarious. And then we also listened to The Secret Life of Weddings.
Right.
We need to have those Canadian girls on.
That would be a hoot.
Because they are a hoot.
Yes.
And also, I want to thank you for bringing by this beautiful honey whiskey.
Castle Spirits.
We need to reach out to them to see if they can sponsor us like a bottle a month.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm just like, hey.
You think we can finish one in a month?
You can. I'll.
Maybe we should buy some Coke or something and split and mix it.
No, this is
really good straight. I will tell you, I am not a whiskey straight kind of guy.
But this is smooth.
It's really freaking good. It's a local brewery here in town, downtown. It's actually a plumber.
It's a plumber. It's a local plumber.
A local plumber and his wife, and they distill it in his shop downtown. I don't know exactly where it is, but he's got a website. It's just look up Castle Spirits Distillery, I think.
I'll put it on the show notes.
Yeah.
And
it's a honey brew. It's freaking awesome.
Honey, oh my God.
I think it's like $30 a bottle, and it's
It's not overpriced. I mean, it's a sip and swip
decent
whiskey.
Size bottle. It's really nice. Yeah,
I think it's called a liter.
And I have an image Well, we can't put it on the podcast, but anyway, I'll put it on the Facebook page or something.
Okay, we'll do something like that. All right, so we're going to put that on the website. So quick little just update this week, and we'll get back to our regular interviews next week with Boo Ray Perry.
Woohoo!
Talking about weddings, bar mitzvahs, and bat mitzvahs.
Yeah.
I think I did that pretty good, didn't I?
Very nice.
All right, so I think that's all we got, right?
That's all we got, man.
I love it. Quick, right. easy way. Do we do a ching ching?
Very,
first?
Very productive night. All right.
Wow, that sounded
like it was going to break.
That sounded like it was going to break. That was bad. All right, Jim, we'll see you next week. Thank you guys for listening. We really appreciate you, and we'll talk to you soon.
Hey, thanks for listening. You can find Jim at jimfelder.com and Robert at treywickimages.com. Send us an email at twins@photofaxpodcast.com or voicemail at 405-585-6337.
Check out our YouTube PhotoFax channel for weekly tips and tricks. Visit our Facebook page for news and discussion. Please help others find this podcast by reviewing us on iTunes. We really appreciate your support.